भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय टुगेदर विल रिसाइट नारायणं नमस्कृत्या नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः. So we are reading from Canto 10, Chapter 65, entitled Lord Balaram Visits Vrindavan, Text 28. Repeat behind me. Ram Ram Mahabaho, Na Jane Tava Vikramam, Yasya Kamshena Vidhrita, Jagati Jagatapate. राम राम महाबाहो ना जाने तव विक्रमम् यस्यैकांशेन विद्रिता जगति जगतः पते. Ram Ram Mahabaho Na Jane Tava Vikramam Kamshena Vidrita Jagati Jagatapate. Matajis राम राम महाबाहो न जाने तव विक्रमम् यस्यैकांशेन विद्रता जगति जगतापते. राम राम ओ राम राम महाबाहो ओ माइटी आर्म्ड वन. न जाने आई डू नॉट अप्रिशिएट तव योर विक्रमम प्रोएस प्रोएस यस्य हूज एक वन अंशेन बाय अ पोर्शन विद्रिता इज सस्टेन्ड जगति The earth, Jagata of the universe, Pate, O Master. Translation. Goddess Yamuna said, Ram Ram, O mighty armed one, I know nothing of your prowess. With a single portion of yourself, you hold up the earth, O Lord of the universe. Purported by the disciples of His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The phrase Ek Amshena, with a single portion, refers to the Lord's expansion as Shesha. This is confirmed by the Acharyas. ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सग्रजातां सगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदां सगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखां तं च हे कृष्णा करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विश्वानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये पंचाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधर शिवासदि गौरभक्तवृंदा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। सो आई सीक द ब्लेसिंग ऑफ ऑल द असेंबल्ड वैष्णवास सो दैट आई मे से समथिंग मीनिंगफुल इंस्पायरिंग एंड प्यूरिफाई माई ओन सेल्फ। So this is here in Yamunaji is speaking this verse. Ram Ram Mahabaho, O Ram, refers to Balaram, right? In this context also the name of Lord Balaram has two parts, one is Bala, one is Ram. In Bhagatam at some places Bala word is used, some places Ram word is used. Together, hardly together I saw the name Balaram together. Right? In the verses form either Ram or the word Bala is used. Right? So herein we see that he has come to give pleasure to the residents of Vrindavan. Right? So Ram, one who gives pleasure. So Ram Ram Mahabaho, Yamuna Devi is saying that, oh, you are mighty armed one, right? Because he just demonstrated the prowess of his arms. You know, he was dragging the whole river. Right? Usually river drags away everything, you know. There is a flood or anything. But Lord Ram, Balaram had the prowess to drag the river. Na jane tab vikramam. I didn't appreciate, I didn't realize, you know, whatever that your prowess. Yes, and then to demonstrate the prowess, Yamunaji is giving an example. Yasya ek amshena vidrita, just by a small expansion, you know, of part and parcel, you know, a portion of your portion, by a portion of your portion, you sustain the entire universe, O Lord of the universe. Right? Refers to Ananta Shesha, right? Who holds all the innumerable universes on his innumerable heads. So that example is given. So there are similar verses in Bhagatam, which talks about Lord Balaram's prowess. Right? When the cowherd boys were being devoured by the forest fire and they were in danger, they prayed to both Krishna and Balaram at that time. And they recited a similar verse, Krishna Krishna Mahavira He Rama Moga Vikrama Davagnina Dahyamanan Prapannam Stratumarhata. And Krishna Krishna Mahavira, O Krishna, you are the most powerful one, and He Rama Amog Vikrama, Here also the word Vikrama is being used, prowess. O Lord Balaram, your prowess is amok, infallible. If you want to demonstrate your prowess, no one can check it. Right? Amogha Vikrama. The Lord's Amogha Karmana. There are many in regards to the Lord, right? His desire, his prowess is amogha, infallible. No one can obstruct. Once the Lord decides to do something, no one can obstruct. Right? If we decide to do something, you want to make a building, you have to first take 100 permissions, you know. You take a decision and you can do it usually. We decide something, then we need the many meetings so that everyone agrees also, and then we need many papers to be done, etc., you know. But Lord, when He decides something, that is done. Amok, infallible. Right? He wants to demonstrate prowess, it's infallible. Right? Hey Rama, Amogha Vikrama. Right? No one can check the Lord's prowess. No one can baffle Him, right, in His attempt to do something. Therefore, Krishna Krishna Mahavira, Hey Rama, Amogha Vikrama, Davagnina Dahimanam. They are saying that we are being devoured by this forest fire. Davagnina Dahimanam. We are being burnt, scorched by this fire. Prapannam Stratu Marhata. We take your shelter, and tratu marhata, we deserve to be saved. Right? So here in Yamunaji is also referring this prayer and taking shelter of Lord Balaram, and she she deserves to be excused, right? Because she is taking shelter of Balaramji. Right? So the theme is the same. I thought we can just recite this verse also, since a beautiful verse, you can repeat behind me. Krishna Krishna Mahavira, He Rama Amogha Vikrama, Davagnina Dahiyamanan, Prapannam Stratum Arhata. Krishna Krishna Mahavira, He Rama Amogha Vikrama, Davagnina Dahiyamanam, Prapannam Stratum Arhata. Someone like to recite? Krishna Krishna Mahavira, He Rama Amogha Vikrama, Davagnina Davagnina Dahiyamanam, Prapannam Tratum Arhata. Anyone else wish to recite? Krishna Krishna Mahavira, He Rama Amogha Vikrama, Davagnina Dahiyamanam, Prapannam Tratum Arhata. Right, so Lord Balaram's prowess is being glorified in this verse. Right? Na jane tava vikramam. Right? So the prowess of Lord Balaram is actually unlimited. Right? No one can fully comprehend or estimate his prowess. So that is expressed in another verse of Bhagavatam. Krishna Krishna Mahabhaga, He Rama Amita Vikrama. Right? Krishna Krishna again. The cowherd boy, you know, said there are number of times these kind of verses. Krishna Krishna Mahabhaga, O most fortunate, most glorious Krishna. And then He Rama Amita Vikrama. Amit means you can't measure about it. Unlimited. Right? O Lord with unlimited prowess. He Rama, Amita Vikrama. So we are seeing the example of Lord Balaram's unlimited prowess here in dragging Yamunaji. Right? And we also saw the similar prowess when herein he is dragging Yamuna ji, and at other time he dragged Hastinapur to Yamuna, into Yamuna. Lord Balaram with his plow, first of all he separated the city of Hastinapur from the rest of the planet. You know? And then he began dragging it. He wants to drown it in Yamuna. And the Kauravas, they understood that Lord Balaram's plow is unlimited, you know. And his determination is amok. No one can baffle him. So the Kauravas, they immediately came to their senses and they prayed. Rama Rama Khila Dhara Prabhavam Na Vidamate Mura Nam Na Kubuddhi Nam Shantum Marasati Kramam. Said Rama Rama Akhila Dhara. He said, O Lord Ram, you are the sustaining principle, right? You are the foundation, Adhar. Rama Rama Akhila Dhara. Everything rests upon you. As we know, we were discussing in the Parbat also that Lord Anantashesh, he sustains all the innumerable universes. Right? So therefore he is Akhil Adhar. Nam Ram Akhil Adhara. Prabhavam Na Vidamate. We could not understand your prowess. Right? Just like here Yamunaji is saying, Na Jane Tav Vikramam. We could not appreciate, right, your prowess. Muda nam na kubuddhi nam shantum arasi atikramam. So they think we were very ignorant and we were misguided. Therefore, please excuse our offense. Okay. So, and then they continue, the Kauravas. Kopaste akhila shikshartham na dveshan na chamastharat vivarto bhagavan sattvam. Sthiti palana tatpara. So, they are saying, Kopaste akhila shikshartham. Your anger is actually meant to instruct everyone. Kopaste akhila shikshartham. So, there are many peace parayan people, you know, devoted to peace. They feel no anger, anger is not good at all. You know, why should anyone be angry? Why should the Lord be angry specifically, right? So here they are saying, Kopaste akhila shikshartham, that your anger is for the purpose of instructing akhil, everyone, right? Na dveshan na cha mastarat. Your anger is not due to hatred or enmity, right? It's not that you have some enemies or you hate somebody. Na dveshan na cha mastarat. Vivarto bhagavan sattvam sthiti palana tatpara. And another very important point, they said usually we know anger is arisen from the mode of passion, right? The unfulfilled desires, the unfulfilled kama, which is the mode of passion, leads to anger. So anger is usually in the mode of passion, which is not good. But saying your anger is in the mode of pure goodness. Bhivarti bhagavan sattvam. It's not a display of any passion, etc. You are always situated in pure goodness. So your anger is also a manifestation of that pure goodness. For the purpose of sthiti palana tatpara, in order to maintain and protect this world. Okay? So the disciple of Prabhupada says in this purport that the Kurus meant, because you exhibited this anger, we have become civilized. We have become free from passion, you know. So our passion and everything has gone away by your anger. And usually if you are angry at somebody and shout, really that person becomes more angry, you know. It leads to higher passion, etc. But no, herein they said, your anger is in the mode of pure goodness and it has freed us from our passion. You know? So now we were earlier blinded, now we can actually see your prowess. Okay. So in this way, Lord Balaram, he demonstrates his prowess in many, many ways. And not just in his personal form as Balaram, but even in his various expansions, Lord Balaram demonstrates great prowess. Just like the example of Anant Shesh is being given here in this verse. Yasya ek amshena vidrita jagati jagatapate. Example of your prowess, unlimited prowess, by a portion of your portion, you hold innumerable universes. Right? You sustain them. So, the purpose of Lord Balaram's prowess is actually to serve Krishna. So this we'll discuss this topic a little bit. That how some people they display prowess to just show their greatness, that how much prowess they have. But here Lord Balaram, although he displays unlimited prowess, but it is only meant for the service of Krishna. Right? That is his main motive. So, we know that how Lord Balaram, he is the very first expansion from Krishna. Right? So, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami describes that how Lord Balaram, he expands himself into many forms and he displays unlimited prowess, and in all the various ways, he actually serves Krishna. Right? There's a purpose. So, he begins by describing that how Balaramji is the first expansion and Krishna is the source of all expansions. Sarva avatari Krishna swayam bhagavan tahara dvitiya deha shri Balaram. So, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna is the fountainhead of all incarnations, and tahara dvitiya deha, Lord Balaram is his second body. And then describe that they two are one and the same identity and they differ in just the form. Right? Lord Balaram is the first bodily expansion of Krishna and he assists Krishna in his various transcendental pastimes. Shri Balaram Gosai Mula Sankarshan Pancha Rupa Dhari Karena Krishnera Sevan. So Balaram ji is the Mool Sankarshan, he is the root of the Sankarshan in the Chaturviha. In five expansions, Lord Balaram serves Krishna. Right? All these five expansions display unlimited prowess, but ultimately the goal of all these expansions is not to demonstrate the prowess, but to serve Krishna. That's the point we are discussing. Apane karena Krishna lila rasahai Shishti Leela Karya Kare Dhari Chari Kai. So, personally he serves Krishna in his pastimes, right, as Balaram, he assists in various ways. And Shishti Leela Karya Kare Dhari Chari Kai. And in the matter of creation, he assumes four forms, right, to help in the matter of creation. We know the three Purushavataras, right? And actually Sankarshan from all the five expansions are Sankarshan, first one, the three Purushavataras, and the fifth is Lord Anantashesha. Right? So from Sankarshan comes all the spiritual, is described, manifestations come from Sankarshan, and the Purushavataras, all the cosmic manifestation, this material manifestation comes from three Purushavataras. And then Lord Ananta, he holds all the universes on his head and expands himself in the various paraphernalia of the Lord. Right? So in these five forms, Lord Balaram expands in these five forms and he serves Krishna. Sistiyadika sevataru agyarapalan shesha rupe kare krishnera vivida sevan. So, he manifests this whole cosmic manifestation and in the form of Shesha Rupa he renders various services. Right? So we see that how Lord Balaram, he serves Krishna personally as well as he serves in Krishna's projects also. this world, this whole cosmic manifestation can be considered a project of Krishna. Like some disciple may serve the Spiritual Master personally, other one may serve in his project. But Lord Balaram does both the services. He serves Krishna personally and he serves in his projects also. So when it described how in all of these expansions of Krishna, of Lord Balaram, have this mood of servitude to Krishna, as I said, that they have unlimited prowess, right? But they serve with this very sweet mood. They have the sweet mood of servitude towards Krishna. It describes that the expansion of Balaram ji, Sankarshan, right? So it's mentioned, Tara avatara ek si Sankarshan, bhakta bali abhimana kare sarvashan. So Lord Sankarshan, he sarvashan, he has the mood of the devotee, right? He always considers himself to be a devotee. And the expansion of Sankarshan, Tara avataranu shiyuta lakshman, shira mera dasya tihu kaila anukshan. So we see the expansion of Sankarshan is Lakshman, and he always served Lord Ram. Sankarshan avatar karan abdishai, tahara ridaye bhakta bhava anuyai. Sankarshan, another expansion of Sankarshan is karan abdishai, karan adakshai Vishnu. And he always cherishes the mood of being a devotee of the Lord, and feels the happiness of serving Krishna. Panchashat koti yojan prithvi vistar, yar ek phane rahes sarsap akar. So this universe has been described as panchashat koti yojan, 500 million yojanas, which is 4,000 million miles. Right? The one expanse, the diameter of the universe is 4,000 million miles, described here. And he said that in his form of Shesha, he holds the universe on his head. Right? And in this way, he serves Krishna variously. Saita ananta shesha bhakta avatar ishwarera seva vina nahi jane yaar. In this way, Lord Ananta is a bhakta avatar, right? The incarnation of the devotee incarnation of Godhead is translated, and he knows nothing but servitude to Krishna, right? So in this way, concluding the various expansion of Lord Balaram and the mood of the service, this section is concluded by saying, Sarva rupeya svadaye Krishna sevanan sei Balaram gaura sange nityanan. Right? So sarva rupe aswadaye, in all the various expansions, right, which display unlimited prowess, Lord Balaram tastes the bliss of servitude. Sevanand word is used. Sarvarupe aswadaye Krishna Sevanand. And then Lord Balaram, in order to further relish that rasa, he comes with Lord Gaura also. Sei Balaram Gaura Sange Nityanand. Right? So he comes in the form of Lord Nityanand and continues to serve Lord Gaura in various ways. Right. So we see Narottam Das Thakur has prayed, right? He says, Haha Prabhu Nityananda Premananda Sukhi Kripavalokana Karo Ami Bado Dukhi. He says, Haha Prabhu Nityananda Premananda Sukhi. Oh dear Lord Nityananda, you are always happy in rendering loving devotional service to your Lord, right? Premananda Sukhi. Earlier the word used was Sevananda, right? So here the word used is Premananda, right? So you are always happy in rendering loving devotional service to Krishna. And however, I am very dukhi, yeah? Because I am trying to enjoy my senses in this material world. Kindly give me this benediction that I may also become a servant of his servant and become eternally joyful like you, right, by following in your footsteps. So he, Narottam Das Thakur, begs this benediction. Right. So about Lord Anantashesha, it's further described, right? The example of Anantashesha is given here in this verse. Yasya ekamshen vidrita jagati jagatapate. So Lord Anantashesh, he expands into various forms or various paraphernalia of the Lord, like umbrella, slippers, bedding, pillows, garments, resting chair, residence, sacred thread, throne, etc. Right? And then he described, etamurti bheda kari krishna seva kare krishna rasheshata paya shesha nam dhare. Right? So in all these various forms he serves Krishna. Etamurti bheda kari krishna seva kare krishna rasheshata paya shesha nam dhare. Because he has reached the ultimate end of service to Krishna, therefore his name is Shesha. Shesha means end, you know, shesh. So he said he has reached the ultimate end of service to Krishna. Right? So what is that ultimate end? That he served Krishna endlessly. Right? So he has reached that platform. Therefore his name is Shesha. Right? And it's mentioned, although Lord Ananta, he always expands and serves Krishna, while rendering service to Krishna, he always sings of his glories. Sahasravadane kare Krishna gunagan, niravadi gunagan antanahi paan. So with the thousand of mouth, he continuously glorifies Lord Krishna. He doesn't find an end to the Lord's glories. So, and it has been explained by Prabhupada that how, because Anantashesha, he serves the unlimited Supreme Lord in unlimited number of ways with unlimited enthusiasm, therefore he is called Anant, unlimited. Right? And while serving, he sings of Krishna's unlimited glories with his unlimited mouth. Therefore, his name has been described as Anant. So we will just briefly discuss this point, that how, while rendering service to the Lord, Anantashesha, he always sings of his glories. Right? He described that this, we saw this whole universe is 4,000 million miles wide. Right? And we can't estimate the weight of it, you know. It's too huge, right? But Lord Anantashesha, he holds this massive universe. This 4,000 million miles, the smallest one, ours one, right? There are much bigger also, and he holds all of them. So this massive weight he holds on his head, right? And he doesn't feel the weight of it. Doesn't feel the weight of it. So one thing is, one way to look at it is that he is very strong. He has a lot of prowess. Another way to look at it is, because he is constantly absorbed in thoughts of Krishna, he doesn't feel the weight of it. You know? So when we, while doing our service, if we are absorbed in hearing and chanting and glorifying Krishna, then we will not feel the weight of the service, you know. Otherwise we will feel it has become a burden, you know, on my head. So Lord Anantashesha, he holds this massive universe. You know, it's not a small weight, it's a huge weight. Right? And he has the prowess. But I would say that mainly because he is absorbed in singing of Krishna, he doesn't feel the weight of it. Right? So, I'll just like to give few examples of how the devotees, when they are absorbed in his hearing, chanting and glorifying Krishna while doing their various services, right? Then they do not find their service to be a burden. Rather, it becomes a great joy, as we discussed the various forms, that how he always serves the Lord very joyfully. Right? So it's mentioned that how when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was doing Gundicha Marjan, right? While doing the cleaning, he was constantly chanting the holy name of the Lord. Prema veshe prabhu kahe Krishna Krishna naam, ekala prema veshe kare shat janera kaam. Right? So, in great absorption, prema veshe, absorption of in love for Krishna, Lord was chanting his names. Right? And while chanting the name of Krishna, he was doing the cleaning of Gundicha. And someone may say, he is absorbed in chanting, his efficiency may have gone low, you know, etc. You know, devotees, they said, devotees may not be so efficient, no? Because they have this devotional aspect also, they have to chant also and everything. So someone may feel efficiency may be compromised. So it's described, ekale prema veshe kare shat janera kaam. Alone he carry out the work of 100 people while absorbed in chanting the names of Krishna. Right? So we see the similar example in the life of Prabhupada. You know, Prabhupada would do all the management, all the traveling, preaching, etc. You know, but wherever he would be there, he would. We have so many bhajans of Prabhupada, right? He sung all those bhajan in deep absorption, right? Yamuna Mataji would specially, whenever Prabhupada would sing, she would record and you know she would relish. So once Prabhupada was singing few verses of Bhagavad Gita, and even though Mataji requested, I never heard what you are singing, she said. Said, these are the verses of Bhagavad Gita, I am singing Bhagavad Gita. So she asked Prabhupada, would you like to record the entire Bhagavad Gita? And Prabhupada agreed. No, and then in many sessions, in Prabhupada's deep meditative voice, Prabhupada recorded the entire Bhagavad Gita. And she recorded it and she sent it to the place where the devotees can you know keep it and expand it. But unfortunately some of the things were lost in the mail itself. Right? But it's mentioned that how Prabhupada recorded all this on request of Yamuna Mataji. So wherever Prabhupada while doing various services, right, the managing the whole institution, Prabhupada always kept himself absorbed in hearing, chanting and glorifying the Lord. Right? And this quality, especially while rendering service, remaining absorbed in hearing and chanting, it is displayed by the residents of Vrindavan. Right? So the ladies of Mathura, they recite a verse to show that how the residents of Vrindavan are the most fortunate, because whatever service they may be doing, they always, in their mind, they are absorbed in glorifying Krishna. Yadohane vahanane matanopalepa prenkankaninkanarbarudhitokshanamarjanado gayanti chayana manurakta dhiyoshrukantya dhanya vrajastriya urukrama chittayana. Yadohane vahanane, dohane means while milking the cows. Vahanane means threshing the crops. Mathanopalepa, mathano means by churning the yogurt. Upalepa means while collecting the cow dung or smearing it in the courtyard. Right? Prenkankan means while they were taking the swings. Arb rudito, while taking care of the crying babies. Right? Ikshan, while sprinkling the water around, and marjanado, while cleaning the household. Right? So basically all the household activities, whatever they would be doing, gayanti chayana manurakta dhiyo ashrukantya dhanya vrajastriya urukrama chittayana gayanti chayana, they were always glorifying Krishna with their mind completely attached to him. Right? Anurakta dhiya, with their mind fully attached to Krishna, they always glorified him. And their throats were always choked with tears because of singing his glories. Ashru kanthya. Therefore, dhanya vrajastriya, they are the most fortunate ones. Right? So these women of Vrindavan, they are most glorious. Dhanya Vrajastriya Urukrama Chittayana, because their mind is always absorbed in Krishna. While rendering various services, they always sing of his glories. Another example of this, right? In regards to Srila Bhakti Sansarati Thakur, there was one small village boy. He was not very educated. And once Bhakti Sansarati Thakur, he called him. This boy would just do some vegetable cutting, assist in cooking, do the vessel cleaning, etc. Right? Bhakti Sansarati Thakur once called him in front of many scholarly disciples. And he said, please speak about Tattva Gyan. He said, I don't know much about it. I can only speak whatever I heard a little bit from you. He said, okay, speak what you have heard from me. Right? So this boy, he described the nature of the absolute truth and the process of realizing it. Right? And Bhaktivinoda Thakur was very pleased with that. And he said, say some of your realization, speak some realization. And this boy said again, he said, I hardly have any realization. I just do some vegetable cutting, you know, help in cooking, clean the vessels, etc. And while doing this, I just feel the inspiration to always chant the holy name of the Lord. Right? And Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, he said, this young boy has understood what the great scholars cannot. This young boy has achieved what the great yogis and tapasvis cannot. Right? That the inspiration to chant the holy names of Krishna while humbly serving the Lord. Right? So these two things combined. The desire to render service to Krishna while always absorbed in hearing, chanting and glorifying Him. Right? So, therefore, Yamuna Devi ji herein saying, O dear Lord Balaram, with your single portion, you hold up the entire universe on your head. Right? And you do not feel the weight of it because you are always absorbed in singing the glories of Krishna. So, this is very important aspect that which we can imbibe and take inspiration from. So now another small point which I want to discuss is, someone may say, if Lord Balaram, he always in the mood of servitude toward Krishna, right? Or even the reason for displaying his prowess is just to serve Krishna. Then why does he sometimes go against Krishna? You know, sometimes he seems to be contradicting Krishna, right? Sometimes he favors the Kauravas. You know, Lord Krishna is obviously in the favor of Pandavas. But he seems to favor the Kauravas. Krishna wants to marry Subhadra to Arjun, but he wants to marry her to Duryodhan. You know? Even as Lord Nityananda, right? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, don't come to Jagannath Puri, stay and preach. Right? And Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami says, Yadyapi Nityananda Prabhu re agya nai, tathapi dekhiti chalena Chaitanya Gosai. He said, all the devotees were coming, Nityananda Prabhu also joined them. He said, hey, inko to agya nahi hai. Lord told him, you can't come. Still, tathapi dekhiti chalen Chaitanya Gosai. You know, still he comes to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So many times, you know, one may feel, how is this service, you know, not following the Lord's instruction, seem to be going in a different direction, contradicting him. Right? So actually, this apparent contradiction increases the sweetness of Krishna's pastime. Right? I just like to give one kitchen example. You know, when we prepare certain sweets, we put black pepper in that. You know, especially when we go malpua. Malpua is filled with the sweet juice, but there is, at some place, there is a black pepper. Now there is a sweetness. Is a black pepper. Black pepper is burning a little bit, you know, it burns the tongue and it's hot. So, but when you chew the, most of the people, they throw the black pepper aside, you know, I have noticed while eating malpua, they find the black spot, pluck it out, keep it aside, you know. You don't want to eat it. But eat black pepper, it's a little burning taste. The next bite, the flavor of Malpua will be enhanced. The sweetness will be enhanced. You will taste the more sweetness, you know, because there is some burning sensation, right? So a little contradiction actually enhances the sweetness. So therefore, Lord Balaram, right, this point was actually mentioned by Govind Prabhu long back in one of his Nityananda Triyodashi lectures. How Lord Balaram, seemingly little bit contradiction, only serves to enhance the sweetness of Krishna's pastimes. Right? So therefore, Lord Balaram, sometimes he goes little bit against, not to demonstrate his prowess, but only to further serves Krishna, right, by increasing the sweetness of his pastimes. Therefore, Vrindavan Das Thakur, he glorifies Lord Nityananda by saying, Jayo Jayo Shri Karuna Sindhu Gaura Chandra, Jayo Jayo Shri Seva Vigraha Nityananda. Says, all glories to the most, the ocean of mercy, Lord Gaura Chandra, and all glories to the Seva Vigraha, right? The personification, the Seva Murti, Lord Nityananda. So, in this way, Lord Balaram, he always serves Krishna, right, in unlimited number of ways, and enhances and assists him and enhances the pleasure of his pastimes, right? And he comes with his visiting Vrindavan with this mood only, right? Just to assist in the pastimes of Krishna, right? Wants to make the devotees of Vrindavan very happy, who are very dear to the heart of Lord Krishna, right? This is the purpose of visit is the same actually. So we can say that. Hare Krishna. So thank you very much. Grantra Srimad Bhagatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Shri Krishna Bhagavan Ki Jai, Shri Shri Balaram Ji Ki Jai. Hare Krishna. So we have some time if someone by chance has any question.